The Book of Exodus, Chapter 36. Bezalel and Aholiab shall work with every wise-hearted man, in whom Yahweh has put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all the work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that Yahweh has commanded. Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man, in whose heart Yahweh had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come to the work to do it, and they received from Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary, with which to make it. They brought yet to him freewill offerings every morning. All the wise men, who performed all the works of the sanctuary, each came from his work which they did. They spoke to Moses, saying, "The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which Yahweh commanded to make." Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, "Let neither man nor woman make anything else for the offering of the sanctuary." So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. All the wise-hearted men among those who did the work made the tabernacle with 10 curtains, of fine twisted linen, blue, purple, and scarlet, with cherubim, and the work of the skillful workmen they made them. The length of each curtain was 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains had one measure. He coupled 5 curtains to one another, and made the other 5 curtains he coupled to one another. He made loops of blue on the edge of the one curtain from the edge in the coupling. Likewise, he made in the edge of the curtain that was outermost in the second coupling. He made 50 loops in one curtain, and he made 50 loops in the edge of the curtain that was in the second coupling. The loops were the opposite to one another. He made 50 clasps of gold and coupled the curtains to one another with the clasps, so the tabernacle was a unit. He made the curtains of goat's hair for a covering over the tabernacle. He made them 11 curtains. The length of each curtain was 30 cubits, and 4 cubits the width of each curtain. The 11 curtains had one measure. He coupled 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves. He made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that was outermost in the coupling, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain which was outermost in the second coupling. He made 50 clasps of brass to couple the tent together, that it might be a unit. He made a covering for the tent of ram skin dyed red, and a covering of sea cow hides above. He made the boards of the tabernacle of acacia wood, standing up. 10 cubits was the length of a board, and 1.5 cubits the width of each board. Each board had 2 tendons, joined to one another. He made all the boards of the tabernacle this way. He made the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side southward. He made 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for his 2 tendons, and 2 sockets under another board for his 2 tenants. For the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side, he made 20 boards, and there 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. For the far part of the tabernacle westward, he made 6 boards. He made 2 boards for the corners of the tabernacle in the far part. They were double beneath, and in the same way, they were all the way to its top to one ring. He did this to both of them and the 2 corners. There were 8 boards, and their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, under every board 2 sockets. He made bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle for the hinder part westward. He made the middle bar to pass through in the middle of the boards from one end to the other. He overlaid the boards with gold, and made their rings of gold for places for the bars, and overlaid the bars with gold. He made the veil of blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen, with cherubim. And he made it the work of a skillful workman. He made 4 pillars of acacia for it, and overlaid them with gold. Their hooks were of gold. He cast 4 sockets of silver for them. He made a screen door for the door of the tent, of blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen, the work of an embroiderer, and the 5 pillars of it with their hooks. He overlaid their capitals and their fillings with gold, and their 5 sockets were of brass.